goes by the pseudonym Bo Snerdly.
It's time for the Soul of Excellence.
He is a radio host at 77 WABC here in New York.
The Rush Hour is on the air.
Rush, Rush.
Now here's Bo Snerdly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Welcome, my friends, to the Monday edition of Bo Snerdly's Rush Hour. If you would like to be part of the program, 800-848-9222 is the number to reach us. 800-848-9222. We have got a power-packed hour for you. Yes, I am aware of the Christy Noem kill the dog story. I'm not going to talk about it much. You see, I wrote a blurb for her book. And I've had reporters, are you standing by your praise of Christy? Yeah, I'm standing by my praise of Christy Noem as a political leader. Killing the dog, of course I don't agree with. But let me say this. I find it amazing. Amazing. That killing a dog in some people's eyes will take you out of contention to become a vice president, but advocating killing millions of babies doesn't. Priorities? Anybody? There's that. So that's it with me. I'm going to talk about it. Saturday, I'm going to open up on everything. But I love Christy Noem. And I think that this was a misfortunate calculation to push this as a way to show strength. And whoever suggested that, if it's not her own, needs to go. This is Mike Mamone, broadcast engineer, most famous broadcast engineer in the world, sent me a meme. It's of a hand. If you can just picture this in your, picture this image. It is the hand holding what looks like to be a very high-powered handgun. And it's pointed at the head of a dog who's looking sideways like, what in W? He's got, the dog has a WTF look going on. And it says, the Christy Noem story, if you don't make me VP, I'll kill this dog. So, I love Christy Noem. And I'm not, and I don't back away from people when they go through, this is a very, very, it's a story. This woman is a very skilled and talented politician. Not, she is a very good public servant. And she has a bright career ahead of her. Regardless of or not whether she is ends up being the VP nomination or not. And this story, like all other news stories, will pass and it will always be brought up. No matter, it will always be brought up. But this should not negate Christy Noem from doing great things as a public servant. Okay, I'm done with that. I have to, before we get to the political news, there is uproar on all, so many campuses in the United States. The Democrats are in total panic mode. Things are so bad on the college campuses that the Democrats are demanding that the president of Columbia stop it. And she issued an ultimatum today. She said, you people have to clear out by 2 p.m. or you'll be suspended. They stuck their middle finger up at her. They're still there. Arrest, like hundreds of arrests over the last day. So many stories. As pro-Hamas occupations rage on, many universities have lost complete control of their own campuses. Yes, yes, yes. There are tons of these stories, and we'll get to some of them. We also, in our hour today, are going to visit with Serpent Head. That's right. Now, you Rush fans know, y'all know who Serpent Head is. You know Serpent Head. We are going to visit with Serpent Head shortly. Because Serpent Head has, that was the name that Rush affectionately gave to James Carville. And James Carville has some advice for young voters today. We are going to get to that shortly. I have to do this. And I apologize in advance to those of you who look to this show, as you should, for a take on serious news, serious happenings, and all the rest of it. There, sadly, my friends, we have a sports story that I must comment on. And I know. But I must commend in the strongest possible, not condemn, commend in the strongest possible terms, commend fans of the New York Knickerbockers, if they still call themselves that. People don't even know what a Knickerbocker is. The New York Knickerbockers, the New York Knicks. I think they dropped the Bockers, and they're just the Knicks. Many fans from New York area did the unthinkable. They traveled outside of the five boroughs and suburbs of New York. And not only did they traveled south. Now, you know, some of these Yankees up here, they don't like visiting down south. You know, but they went south to Philadelphia. Now, just like some people perceive coming to New York as a risky venture, going to Philly has inherent risk. Yes, you can get cheesesteak if the places are still open. Yes, you can get, I don't know what other food there is associated with Philadelphia. But you can go. But they went and took over. They're almost like these college demonstrators. They took over the joint. They took over the 76ers arena. It was almost like New York was at a home game in Philadelphia. I didn't watch it. There are limits to what I will endure. I will read about it. I am not going to. Started to say stoop, but no, that's the wrong choice of words. I will not. I started to say lower myself. That's the wrong choice of words. I will not watch it, but I read about it. And I must admit that it brought a smile to my face to read a Philadelphia player. I have no idea who the guy is. Never saw him. Wouldn't know him on the street. Somebody named Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid. Now, how come he doesn't spell his name E-M-B-E-A-N, like a bead, B-E-A-D? It's B-I-I-D. What are you supposed to do with that? I'm not making fun of the guy's name. Oh. Is he? As you said, he's African. Oh. Because I just wanted to know, did he come in over the southern border, or never mind. That question will do nothing but get me in trouble. Anyway, Joe Embiid, what is his name? What's his name? Oh, I'm sorry, I'm calling him Joe. Joel Embiid. He's from Cameroon. Well, then I go back to my question. Does he have a work visa? I'm just asking, because anybody can get in this country these days. Okay. He said that he was not trying to trash Philadelphia fans, but he says it's disappointing. I love our fans. It's unfortunate. I'm not calling them out. He's scared of them, and rightly so. Joel, you do. I don't know you, Joel, but rightly, you should be afraid of them. He said, I'm not calling them out. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to have to walk out here with a bulletproof vest every night. He said, I love our fans. Mm-hmm. I'm not calling him out. It's unfortunate. He sounds like a good politician. It's unfortunate that our fans didn't show up for the game and they let those Knicks fans take over our stadium. Anyway, the Knicks won. This is getting interesting to read. Who knows? I think they have to play another. I think they're at game four or something, and they got to do something else or whatever. I can't wait. When is it? Tomorrow, can't wait. Yeah, right. Can't wait. Okay, let's do this now because I've been waiting. Okay, thank you, Knicks fans, and all that. I hope I was respectful. Please don't come treating me like, you know, like those Philadelphia trans fans treat their people. I did read something else. When I was reading this Knicks story, my eyes went to the right, and I saw a headline, and I was like, what? This guy that used to play really good for the Cowboys, Ezekiel somebody, he's coming back. He was like this runner that there was hard for people to stop him, and he left to go to some other team, and he's coming back to Dallas next year so that they can make an even bigger disappointment when they lose in the first round of the playoffs if they get there. Okay, that's enough. Okay, I'm done with sports. I think. Okay, let's go to Serpent Head. Serpent Head was in the news today. He apparently, this is part of a podcast series by the Serpent Head. It's called James Carville Explains. And today, James wants to explain to you young voters why you should be paying attention to this election. Now, if you are an older voter, but you have cheering, that little southern language there, y'all have some cheering, and you want them cheering to be right for this coming up election, you need to pay attention to what James Carville's saying. So please call your kids right now and tell them to listen. Tell them you have some advice from one of the most highly respected political analysts in American history, James Carville. I'm trying to stretch this out so you can call them before we start, and I want them to listen. Tell them tune in 770 WABC or get our app. Okay, get the WABC app. You know what we're going to do? We're going to give you a chance to get your children lined up so they could hear Serpent Head's advice. So we're going to wait till after the break, and then first thing after the break, we're going to play Serpent Head. And you have to hear Serpent Head. This is stellar advice, ladies and gentlemen, that you're going to want your children to listen to. Willie Nelson has a birthday today.
Crazy.
So why are you playing Patsy Cline?
So
because Willie Nelson has a birthday today.
And
okay, maybe you just ignorant. Why are you playing Patsy Cline if Willie Nelson has a birthday today, boy? I'll tell you why. You tell him why, Diego.
Because he wrote this. He wrote Crazy by Patsy Cline. It was a country classic for him. He was born in April 29th, 1933, but his birth was recorded on April 30th. He's acted in over 30 films, co-authored several books, and has been involved in activism for the use of biofuels and the legalization of marijuana. Happy birthday.
He smoked a lot of weed.
Happy birthday, Willie Nelson.
And he's still 90. Now think about that for a minute. He's probably smoked a whole few acres of weed in his time. And I'm serious. Can you imagine all the weed this man has smoked in 90 years?
Him and the amount of cocaine that Keith Richards has consumed over the years is astonishing that they're both still alive.
Well, as Diego said, ladies and gentlemen, Willie Nelson wrote this one, and that's why we're playing it for you. Happy birthday! Happy birthday to Willie Nelson. And when we get back, get your kids and line them up. Make them tune in to 77 WABC right now. Because we have election advice, voting advice from Serpent Head. coming right up. Oh, I must remind you of something. It's a sports thing, but I have to find. It's about, and here it is. I have been, and I hope you go too, see the Ferry Hawks in Staten Island. First of all, the stadium is out of sight. Views are, this is such a great day trip to go see the Ferry Hawks. You don't have to just go to the ball game. You could just hang out. And it's a great trip. Take the ferry over. It's a quick 1, 2, 3. And it's beautiful. You're going to enjoy it. But May 3rd, Friday, is the opening day for the Staten Island Ferry Hawks. And 77 WABC is thanking our loyal listeners with free, here's the word again, free tickets. That's right. Free Ferry Hawks tickets. 77 WABC wants to thank you for making us number one. Go to WABCradio.com/Ferry Hawks for your free pair of tickets. Tickets are available while supplies last, so go right now. 77 WABC. Go to WABCradio.com/Ferry Hawks. WABCradio.com/Ferry Hawks for your free pair of tickets. That's WABCradio.com/Ferry Hawks. All right, back with you.
The Rush Hour is on the air. Attention, Ditto Heads. Attention, Bo Scouts.
Rush
on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
On this day, 2016, 15, count them, 15 albums by Prince were in the UK charts. 15 albums. Too bad he wasn't alive to see it. 6 were in the top 40. Prince passed away in 2016, and I'll tell you what, it was a huge... It was such a heartbreaker, and still is. You know what I just found out from the Ms. Churchill, one of America's premier songwriters? Did you know that Willie Nelson sold that song, Crazy? He got $50 for it. He was hard up at the time, sold that song for $50. Wow. That's, hey, that's 10 nickel bags. Well, I don't even know whether they make nickel bags anymore. That's when I was a kid. They don't. They probably started 100 or something. I don't know. Anyway. And no, I'm not advocating the use. I am still stunned that this country is going hog wild crazy for legalizing marijuana. After all that big campaign to stop people from smoking, the very same people that got mad at Joe Camel, that got mad at the Marlboro Man, that got mad at all these people, they don't say a word. In fact, they're toking on them doobies themselves, some of them. And we are just now learning some of the health effects of long-term use of it. But that's another story for another day. Okay, I promised you Serpent Head. Hopefully you have called your chirin, and there's sitting around the radio right now waiting to hear the advice that Serpent has for them about this election. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I give you Serpent Head.
Are you kidding me? Is this the United States of America? Is this the nation that was founded on the principle that no person is above the law? And then you tell these young people, if you don't get involved right now in this election, they're going to be involved in your life for the rest of your freaking life.
And really?
Trump and Roberts and Alito and Gorsuch and Thomas and Leonard Leo and the Heritage Foundation, if they get a hold, there will be no government left. There'll be no rights left. You'll live under theocracy. You'll end up Christian nationalism. But that's all right, you little 26-year-old. You don't feel like the election's important to me. They're not addressing the issues that I care about. Well, The New York Times, Harvard, well, sorry, about the Harvard Youth Poll, which is a pretty good, well-regarded thing, a guy named John Delavolpe. And very recently, they gave youngsters the 10, 15 most important issues. Clocking in at number 14 was student debt. You wouldn't know that if you read the press. Number 15 is the issue of Palestine. High on the list was abortion, was interest rates, was housing affordability, were all of these other things. You are being insufficiently served by the commentariat, and to some extent you're being insufficiently served through Democratic messages. So my advice to tell these young people to get off your ass and go vote, because you should vote like your entire future and the entire future of this United States depends on it, because quite frankly, it does.
Yeah. So if you vote for Trump, here's what you're going to have. You're going to have yourself a theocracy. All of you peoples out there, all you peoples out there, y'all going to become white Christian nationalists. Don't matter what color you are. You're going to become white Christian nationalists if Trump, Donald Trump wins. You got Alito. You got Thomas. You got Roberts. You got Leonard Leo. I didn't know Leonard Leo was on the Supreme Court, but I guess he is. And you got all them people up there on the Supreme Court. They're going to just Heritage Foundation. They're going to just completely take this country over. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm here with the warning. You better get off your ass and get out there and vote. Otherwise, the America that you knew is going to be gone. Housing affordability. You're not, and nobody's going to be able to afford a house except for white Christian nationals. High interest rates. High interest rates going to hit everybody except white Christian nationals. And not only that, abortion. Abortion. Everybody ain't going to have the right to have to take care of the lives of their own daughters and sons, because the white nationalists, which you going to be one, aren't going to let you have your abortions. Period. Never. Okay? This is just America that we knew. Everybody going to turn into a white Christian nationalist if Donald Trump wins the election. That's what this man, that's right, that's what this man, James Carville, say. And y'all better prepare and get out there and become involved in this election, because if you don't involve yourselves in this election, it over. America over. Except for white Christian nationals. And y'all all gonna be living in a theocracy. Y'all all gonna have to go to church. And we know how y'all don't like to go to church. Hey, I don't care what religion y'all, you're gonna have to go to church, and you're gonna have to be a white Christian national if Donald Trump wins. That is the political advice that young people have from the one, the only James Carville, Mr. Serpent Head. And we hope you listen. We hope you pay attention. It's time for us to check in with traffic right now and to go check with that Kim Commander, who's got some technical stuff for you. And she's going to have to become a white national, too. All of y'all, if Trump wins. This sounds like that Carly girl.
This is that Carly girl.
What, are you so vain? Who vain? Why are we playing You So Vain?
We're playing this because today is the birthday of Klaus Voormann, German artist, musician, who played bass.
Why are we playing? Wait a minute. This don't make no sense to me, Diego. You playing some German national here? We just got through talking about the white Christian nationals, and here you are playing music from a German white national.
I don't know what to tell you. It says here he was a session musician on this.
Oh, he played on this. Hey, oh, Carlos happened to be, I don't want to get into nobody's business, but let me just tell you this. He happened to be a man, he happened to be what they call you, a person of color. That's what you are. You are peoples of color. I don't know whether you heard James Carville there, Carlos, but if Trump win, you're going to have to become a white Christian national. Yeah. there goes your neighborhood right now. You're going to be white, boy. And you just, you look, I don't want to say, because then people going to really have a conniption fit. I don't want to say it's going to be a step up for some of you. What wrong with you, boy? What wrong with you, boy? What wrong with you? You want to be Michael Jackson white? We got to go to traffic. Stop this foolishness. White Christian nationals, all of you. Y'all elect Donald Trump, every single one of you. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what color your mammy and your pappy is. You going to be a white Christian national. And you're going to have to go to church on Sundays because it's going to be a theocracy. That means you, Rich, you got to go to church too. And you too, Diego. And it better be a white Christian church. Damn you.
Rush.
It's the Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Yeah, baby, this was, life was good. 1969 was the year. The year after Democrats tore up the country rioting in Chicago. Friends of Distinction had this one, number three across the states. Of course, this was a vocal cover of an instrumental song, the instrumental song Grazing in the Grass by Hugh Masekela, which, if I'm not mistaken, was a 1967-1968 hit. Floyd Butler passed away on this day, 49, heart attack. Friends of Distinction. But the music, my friends, always lives on. Now, there might not be. Here's another story for you, and then we'll grab some telephone calls here. The internet, ladies and gentlemen, the internet is about to become more expensive. Hold your tears. For millions of Californians. I bet you didn't know about this little program. April is the last fully funded month for a popular federal program, another welfare program, that gives $30 discounts on internet access. Thousands of Oakland residents were signed up. This comes today from the San Francisco Gate. An immensely popular government program that granted $30 monthly discounts for internet service is about to run out of money. Well, you just sent $60 billion over to Ukraine. Hello? Couldn't spare a few bucks for the people out in Oakland? That's the brutal news in California, where half of all eligible families have signed on to this welfare program. In Oakland alone, internet service is going to get pricier for thousands of people. Across America, this program is called the Affordable Connectivity Program, launched at the end of 2021. It grew to subsidize internet use for more than a full sixth of Americans who are on the internet are subsidized by the government. It's very, very popular in California, with more than 2.9 million households getting $30 a month for their internet service. But Congress, those evil Republicans in Congress, are doing it again. Now they're sticking it to you with your internet service. Congress shows no sign of renewing the program. After the final dollars go out to some households as partial benefits in May, the program is going to run completely dry. And, of course, the activists are out. A lot of families were able to apply and obtain home internet for the first time because it wasn't money coming out of their pocket. And so now people are going to have to pay for it themselves, or people are going to have lower speed internet. And oh, did you even know that you're paying for someone else's internet service? And they're mad because the freebie's about to end. Another story today about the cost of fast food. Sticker shock, it's being called, at fast food chains in California after the $20 per hour minimum wage increase. And the hood rat mayor is in trouble. That this woman has 22 lawsuits against her, that mayor of Hainaut, Illinois, and her lawyers have now dropped her because she hasn't paid them. This is the woman that calls herself the super mayor. Okay. Let us see. Telephones, people have been waiting patiently. Let's start in West Virginia with Tom. Hello, Tom. How are you this Monday afternoon?
I'm very well, James, and I just have one suggestion for you real quick before I get to my main point.
Okay.
You need to listen to Serpenthead every day right before you come on air. I'm telling you, you were on a roll. I was ready to pass the offering plate, brother. I mean, it was awesome. I was a tad disappointed that you didn't throw Gosich in there. You know, I say Gosich, you know.
Yeah, you know, that's right. And Alito. And by the way, I just have to have a question for you, Tom.
Okay.
Are you one of them white Christian nationalists? Could you tell us how we gonna change all these peoples? All of them. We gonna change all these peoples into white Christian nationals? Are you one of them? Are we going to be changing into you?
Oh, I am. Yes, I is. Yes, I is.
You is? Oh, my. Oh, my.
Oh,
we all going to be coming to the same. We all going to be crowding up in your church, boy. I hope you have room.
Oh, we'll make room. James,
Thank you. You're
a blessing. The reason I called is for the last 8 months or so, I've really thought about Rush a little more than normal, and he taught us so much. And Serpenthead actually proved one of the things that Rush drilled in my mind, and it's there today, is whatever the Democrats say that the Republicans or the conservatives are doing in a negative way or whatever, they are doing it.
Yes.
It's deflection. And it is so true. They get on there and say, we're going to destroy America. We're going to destroy democracy. And we're witnessing our democracy being destroyed.
You know what I did? You know what I did this morning? I looked at the cover, and I have a stack like you would not believe. Going back from 1993 to 2021, I looked at every single cover that I have of the Limbaugh letter, every single one. And what I came to the conclusion is that inside that experience, you can see, if you just go through the covers, and the articles are amazing, but you can see the path from where we started with Bill Clinton coming into the White House all the way through the Bush years and then the Obama years. And now you can see right in front of your eyes how this nation has become in a crisis situation. We all thought in 1992, where Bill Clinton was taking the country, was unthinkable. Tom, if we had Bill Clinton back today instead of Joe Biden, none of us would be complaining with the stuff that was going there. We'd be a little, hey, this isn't, it was mild compared to what Obama and Biden have done to this country.
Truer words have never been spoken, and The reason I called is I write down these things that Rush taught us, and I listened to him for 30 years, and those parodies. I wish to God I could hear a few of those again. But anyway, I wrote down the other day, Rush said, Democrats get crazier, wilder, loonier when they are in power. And I believed it, but then I start questioning it. Did Rush say that?
Yes. And he said, and one of the other things that he said, and I keep this one and I repeat it often, and we have to remember this. Liberals are liberals first. They put the liberal ideology ahead of everything else, including religion. Well, look at Joe Biden and look at where his stances are. He talks about, and Nancy Pelosi and many of them, they talk about being devoted to their faith, but look at where their politics fall. They talk about what they love for children. Look at the way that children have been treated under this administration. They talk about they love the common man. Look at the common man suffering through their economic policies. Because the liberal ideology is more important to them than anything else, period. The liberal ideology is their true religion. Tom, I want to hear from you more often, my friend. You just have totally inspired me, inspired my day. And I'm sure all Rush fans out there are standing up applauding you.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you.
Duke Ellington, ladies and gentlemen, takes us in. Wow. This is one of my favorite pieces by the Duke. I don't even have the words to describe who Duke Ellington is, if you don't know. American composer, bandleader, pianist, more than that, an icon that helped set the stage of Americana as the musical force of the world, the Duke. Duke Ellington, born on this day in 1899. Time to check in with Lou Dobbs. Coming back, more of your telephone calls. Keep it right here on WABC Bo Snerdly's Rush Hour.
Known popularly as Bo Snerdly.
This is the Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly.
Rush.
1945. Listen, baby. Tammy Montgomery is born, better known as Tammy Terrell. She and Marvin Gaye made history as the... They defined what it is to be a musical duo. Ain't no mountain high enough. You're all I need to get by. Ain't nothing like the real thing. The Onion Song. So many. Marvin and Tammy. She collapsed into Marvin Gaye's arms while they were singing You're All I Need to Get By. Passed away of a brain tumor March 16, 1970. But her voice lives on through eternity. Tammy Terrell here on WABC Talk Radio 77, Bo Snerdly's Rush Hour.
James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snerdly, presents Rapid Phones.
And Greg in New Jersey, you're up first.
Well, hello.
Hello, Greg.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Yes, Greg. Yes. Oh, hello. Okay. Hello.
Everybody, they're going after Trump for ruining democracy. Well, we have theocracy. We have monarchy. Monarchy is below democracy, and we're a republic. So if Trump ruins democracy, that's basically ran total votes. Republic has laws that it lives by. So, you know what? Democracy is just a minor...
Democracy is mob rule. Democracy is mob rule. Majority rules. That is not what this nation is. This nation is a republic. And it is a distinction with a huge difference. And Greg, you're absolutely right about that. Now, for all those other things that Serpent Head was saying, oh, we're gonna be a nation, we're gonna be a theocracy, and we're gonna, are you kidding me? Most Americans, half of them don't even go to church anymore. All of a sudden, Trump gets in, and he's gonna do what? Come by your house, wake you up, make you get dressed, you and the kids, and walk your ass to church on Sunday? Do you really? He gonna turn you into a white Christian national? That's what he gonna do. Unbelievable. Okay, thanks for the call. Let's go to John in New Jersey. How are you, John?
Hey, Bo, W-A-B-O-C. That's the new call letters. I wanted to talk about serpentine because Bill Hader adopted that as one of his characters on Saturday Night Live when they were still funny. So I thought that was pretty good. Then
you called, it says here, to talk about the White House Correspondents' Dinner, which I never watch anymore. Did you watch it?
No, I just saw some clips of it. But one thing that I noticed is a point that Rush made, and I know we're going back to Rush a lot, that they do all this for themselves. They don't do it for us.
Boom. Boom. And don't worry, if anybody wants to quote things that Rush has said, you are always welcome to do that on this program. Sandra, in New Jersey, you are up next. How are you?
I'm fine, James. James, I heard last night on the radio that someone shot her dog, not once, but twice. But then I learned today it was Kristi Noem. I almost had a nervous breakdown. To me, she's a monster. She's not a governor. I'm sorry, but I can't condone that. She could have given that.
Did you hear the whole story? Did you hear the whole story?
No.
Her dog was a killer. Her dog was killing other animals and out of control. And nothing could turn the dog's behavior right. So while the kids were at school, Kristi put the dog in a pit. Yeah. It's a rough story that will probably dog her career for a long time to come. May God bless and protect each and every single one of you, your families, and your loved ones. Love and gratitude for your being here with me and allowing me to be with you. Until tomorrow, God willing, when we are back with Bo Snerdly's Tuesday Rush Hour. Bye.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.